Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail center drivers, the UPS FedEx and United States Postal Service workers that deliver that mail from bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond. Now, our suicide jockeys, we want to appreciate them, too, by saying thank you for hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon.com warehouse people, appreciate you guys and gals, as well as the drivers for Amazon. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us there as the same secret code name, Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain at an S, America, you got it. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go there, check it out, see all the different things that we have to offer. Now, joining us is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
How's about we say the pledge and get rolling? You ready?
All right.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United,
States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands. One nation under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
And justice for all.
For all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. Sam the Man was getting ready to testify, I guess, by Zoom or something on the computer to a congressional committee that was about to be held. And all of a sudden, here comes the boys from the DOJ, and he got arrested.
He was to testify today before the banking committee, Maxine Waters' committee. And then said that, you know, I screwed up, got confused, won't be there. But that was just kind of a concocted thing because of yesterday, that he was arrested in the Bahamas. Now, what's particularly interesting is that his parents were both employed by Stanford University. His father was a law professor. His father resigned the position, and I think I read a couple days ago that his parents had both gone to the Bahamas to be with him. But I think his father, with his resignation, I don't know about the mother, but the father with the resignation knew that his son was in trouble. So he was down there visiting and trying to, you know, get some real understanding. And while that happened, he was placed under arrest. Now, we do not know officially what the charges are. because as of yesterday, well, last night at about 8 o'clock, the indictment was still sealed. It was supposed to be unsealed this morning, but we can guess what the charges are so far, which would include bank fraud, wire transfer fraud, money laundering, you know, several other things, but we will certainly find that out officially today. Now, the big question is, can any of these people get their money back? Well, that's the core of the issue. And I don't know that this money necessarily fully and completely vaporized, but we shall see. And I think this is essentially kind of like a class action suit against them. I think the Department of Justice has done some pretty fast work, which means they can do the fast work if they want to put these charges together. So the indictment that gets unsealed today will be rather interesting.
Okay. And if you had to guess, what do you think the chances are of him being back here in the United States before Christmas?
Well, it depends. We have to send the Bahamas an extradition request. And the Bahamas are, in fact, fully cooperating with the United States. So I think they're very good.
Okay. All right. Very good. And we'll go with that, because sometimes these countries are, you know, well, what have you done for me lately? But anyway, it is what it is. Now, up in Georgia, and you're very familiar with Georgia, the Office of Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, has received a subpoena related to the special counsel Jack Smith's probe of former President Donald Trump. So here we go. The pieces are starting to assemble, if you will.
Well, remember, it was the Attorney General Merrick Garland that decided to assign a special counsel to Jack Smith. And he is a witch hunter. He is a leftist. You know, Merrick Garland said otherwise, that he is fair and balanced, which is hardly the case given his resume.
Nope.
So it's kind of like wash, rinse, and repeat on what Jack Smith is doing.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning in my neighborhood. I hope it is where you're at, and we'll be back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we'll do that, Kyle. And by the way, you might have noticed yesterday I posted a lot of articles that Denise Simon had written, and we got them out there, and they went on predominantly Americans for America, which, by the way, thank you so very much for the people that are going over there to support us. 21,500 and counting over there right now on Americans for America. And, of course, we also had him on the official Captain's America Third Watch page, too. Put up a lot of her articles and then scattered them around to some different places. So she got some good exposure yesterday with the stuff she wrote. And if you get a chance, take a look at it. Some very interesting things there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. Now, they've been saving people money for about 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, if you want to find out what type of price quote you can get for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV too. You can bundle all that together, and that'll save you a basic amount of money by going to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. While you're there, you'll also be able to find out who your local agent is. So you can either do it through the website, do it through the agent, whichever you want to do. Now, here's where you really save some money. If you want to bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car or truck or whatever you're driving, plus those other items, motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, you will save a bundle of money. A bundle of money. So go over there. Give it a shot, see what happens. And remember, it's all about saving money. And the service isn't too bad either. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Who, this Sam Britton cat, okay? Did he quit or did he get fired?
He was fired.
And he also had charges pressed against him for grand larceny and something else for stealing the suitcases.
Correct. They have him on security cameras at the airport in not only Minneapolis, but Las Vegas for stealing other people's luggage.
Yeah, now I heard some really weird stuff about what he was actually going into the luggage for. I won't even bother repeating it because it's really rather bizarre. But the guy obviously has a problem.
Okay.
Obviously. Yes. So I hopefully he'll get treated for his problem, number one. Number two, maybe we've heard the last of him for a while, because how in the hell did he get a job with the government?
Well, that's a rhetorical question, right?
No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, did they not check his background?
Well, that's part of what he got the job, the reason he got the job.
Because they didn't check his background.
Well,
because he had some stuff in his background, yeah.
It's kind of like an affirmative action kind of thing. They want these kind of people, you know, on the payroll.
Jeez.
But,
All right. To be continued. Okay. We found out yesterday that Russia is just about out of missiles. And they're out there trying to buy them any which way they can get them from anybody that'll sell them to them. Which is one reason why I think we were talking briefly back and forth chatting on the messenger. That was why they wanted to get the Merchant of Death back. Is that right?
Well, that's what I said on your show.
Right.
He knows where, you know, they are. I mean, he's going to go back to the old contacts. He is very, according to the media over there, he is all in and very supportive of this military conflict between Russia and Ukraine. My guess, too, is that he's probably on the payroll at this point of the Wagner Group, which is kind of like their nefarious special forces that operates wherever they're sent in the world. So the Pentagon is very, very worried about him. And to hear Admiral Kirby, the White House, whatever he is now, spokesperson, said that, you know, they're watching him closely. Well, they like to watch people constantly, but whatever they do, I don't know. But it's obvious that this prisoner swap, and I think it was done by Bill Richardson, but it's obvious that this administration didn't consider any of the consequences of releasing this guy, and certainly didn't bother to have any kind of advice or counsel from the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
So, or DEA, because remember, he was actually rolled up by the DEA.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is what we get. And sadly, here at this point, too, that Russia has also signed an agreement with Tehran to buy weapons. And so now you've got not only the United States, but you certainly have Ukraine that is now really fighting a war on two fronts. They're fighting two countries.
Right.
It's a mess that the United States got themselves into with you know, this ridiculous decisions that they're making. So it's bad, and this is where we are, I suppose.
Well, it's like you got the Boy Scouts in charge of the parade.
How's
that for a description? I mean, really, where are the adults in the room here?
Well, I mean, there's no strategic thinking. You know, you got activists in this White House and on the Security Council. And so whatever they say, Biden's not pushing back. He's just agreeing with everything. I mean, virtually every decision. I just saw where the Biden team, who that team mean, I don't know, but uh-huh. The Biden team has approved a waiver for illegal immigrants in the state of Washington to now get Obamacare.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, this is activism.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And Biden doesn't care. He just told and goes, you know, I mean, he's on stage yesterday doing some kind of toy thing at some school, and he doesn't even, not even really on stage.
And stole a toy.
Well, I don't know about stealing a toy, but, you know, some, like, second grader or third grader had to lead him away. He'll take his hand and lead him away. He didn't know where to go.
Well, he left the building with a toy in his hand. That wasn't his toy.
I don't know about that.
What was it? Well, I just, those were toys for tots. Does he look like a tot? Well, maybe. All right. Yeah, I know. We won't want to answer that. Hey, listen, this nuclear fusion thing, for the first time, scientists may have reportedly produced a nuclear fusion reaction that generates more energy than it takes to produce. That's a big deal if it works.
It is. This is a big deal. This is something that's been in the works for decades, and this is done out of the Livermore nuclear facility just outside of San Francisco. Previously, they had always split atoms. In this particular case, this is down the field of not splitting them, but putting them together.
Right.
And then doing some other handful of other procedures to this. And it is virtually creating more energy than it consumes. Now, this, in order for us to be able to use this for power sources, for energy sources, is a very positive thing, but it won't be ready, they say, for 8 to 10 years.
Right.
But that's good. I mean, that's we're in a good place with that. And how that necessarily looks for providing energy sources for various places across the United States is huge. You know, this is a great development.
Okay, here comes the music in my ear. We'll talk again tomorrow, and you have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather while you can.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see what she has to offer, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The monthly federal deficit was a record-setting $249 billion in November, $57 billion wider than the same month last year, as Republican control of the House puts the government's finances back in the political spotlight. A case gone cold for 34 years may finally see justice.
The suspect in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is back in lockup after making an appearance in a D.C. court. The elderly Libyan man faces two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death. An explosion on board killed all 270 on board, including 190 Americans, many of which were students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. And the Captain's America Third Watch is proud to bring this military news to you, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And they're going to tell you all about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, so much for that idea. I was going to try to play something, but I couldn't do it. I didn't want to play. So it is what it is. But then again, maybe I can do it this time.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
You know, that's the second time he's buzzed by the studio. That's why I did that, because I saw the big guy in the red suit coming down the hallway. And I thought it was Ken, our morning producer, but, oh, no, because I heard the bells, and then I knew it was somebody different. But anyway, don't forget us, Santa. We're here doing our thing. All right, now, the United States Armed Forces on Sunday killed two more ISIS militants in eastern Syria in a helicopter raid. Now, we're being pretty active over there right now. And we kind of got ourselves hung out on a limb because our forces are very much exposed over there. And, of course, Turkey is threatening to do some serious stuff. We'll see what happens. They haven't done it yet. But the ISIS sleeper cells continue to carry out deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq. Now, for a few years, you might remember, they had the swaths of both countries that they had in their caliphate. But they lost their last stronghold officially in 2019 when they were literally bombed into oblivion. However, there were some people that survived and got away to live to fight another day, which is what they're doing right now. Now, that being said, we know those people that we got, and there's a lot more that we haven't. And in discussing places where we've got money and resources and advisors, and there may in fact, and I'm not going to say I know this because I don't, I just know what I hear, there may in fact be a few boots on the ground in Ukraine teaching the Ukrainians how to use some of the high-tech equipment that we've given them. Maybe. Not a lot, but maybe. And the Pentagon announced another $275 million in weapons and equipment for the Ukraine, pushing the amount of military aid committed to Kiev under Joe Biden to nearly $20 billion, with the most since Russia first attacked the country. I mean, we may be ahead of what we gave Vietnam. I don't know the exact number, so I'm going to check on that today. We may, in fact, be ahead of what we gave to Vietnam over the years. And that was, 15 years, I think, or something like that. Time flies when you're having fun. Phew. Well, we have another situation going on right now. You know, we have a number of people that have been appointed to different people. They've been nominated for different positions, not only in the Pentagon, but elsewhere. And they have not made it yet. They've not, their vote has not happened, and they've not gotten to the floor of the Senate to be, in fact, approved. So Pentagon leaders are now fearing the chance of advancing a slate of critical department nominations this year. It's dwindling amidst the ongoing opposition on Capitol Hill. And they're warning that these delays could cause significant hardship for military operations in the months to come. Well, hasn't hurt them so far, has it? They're spending plenty of money and doing things around the world, aren't they? So, we have so much waste in government. So much waste in the things that we do when it comes to giving aid to the military, aid to State Department, that they turn around and give to other countries. Nobody really checks to see where the money goes. Billions and billions and billions of dollars, but nobody really checks to see if the money's going where it's supposed to. And we definitely need something done there. By the way, the U.S. Navy is creating an innovation center and an advisory board focused on science and technology as the service seeks to better invest its resources to stay ahead of potential adversaries in the long term, this according to the Navy Secretary. Now, the Ukraine really upset the apple cart. They struck in Luhansk. Ukrainian forces struck the headquarters of Russia's Wagner mercenary group in eastern Ukraine. You want to talk about stirring up a hornet's nest? Wow. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. So we'll see what happens next. I expect there'll be a lot of retaliation, but we'll see. Now, thousands of Russian soldiers have gone to war in Afghanistan and Chechnya, and now Ukraine. But there are few, very few health services to treat the psychological wounds. PTSD, TBI. The Russians just don't know how to do it. We do, but I don't see us helping them to treat their soldiers that are trying to take our people out, too. By the way, Russia is deploying a significantly higher number of Iranian-made drones to attack critical infrastructure in Ukraine than it has in previous weeks, according to an updated analysis from the Institute for the Study for War. Now, drone strikes have left more than a million without power in southern Ukraine, another new area where they were struck. After a night strike by Iranian drones, Odessa and other cities and villages in the region are totally in the dark, so says President Zelensky. They're going to have to get better at taking these drones down, otherwise there are going to be a lot of dark places. And our Pentagon chief, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, said Russia's modernizing and expanding its nuclear arsenal as its invasion in Ukraine continues, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has made threats about using nuclear weapons in the conflict. Well, if he does, he's out of his mind, which a lot of people are saying that he's very ill and may not have long for the earth anyway because of the way he's been acting. Don't know, but if that's the case, then so be it. So be it. By the way, did you hear Bo Bergdahl's name surfaced in the trial of retired Army Green Beret and Oath Keepers member Jeremy Brown, who's going on down here in Florida? Well, the name of former U.S. Army infantryman Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who deserted his post in Afghanistan and was held captive by the Taliban for more than 4 years before eventually being given his dishonorable discharge, has surfaced in the federal prosecution case of retired Army Green Beret and Oath Keepers member Jeremy Brown. I don't know why it surfaced and for what reason. We'll have to work on trying to figure that out. But right now, I know about as much as you do about that stuff because nobody's hearing anything. They ain't talking. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. When we come back, don't go nowhere, no how. Lots more coming your way on the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy, I am going to take it away. Thanks, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Remember, I will be there Saturday at the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. I'll be there from about 9 to 3. I think I'll make it 9 to 3 on that one. And you'll be able to come up there, grab yourself some food, and take a look at the cars, take a free test drive, and anything you want to take a test drive in, and see us, and just scander and take a look around. There's lots to see there. Believe me, lots to see. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, brings you this portion of the program. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership there, Moss Nissan, here in Tampa. So, active duty military, veterans, first responders too, and church pastors all get a discount on your new or your certified pre-owned vehicle. And don't forget, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, too. Free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Are we all going to be glowing in the dark soon with this fusion breakthrough that's going to mean a whole bunch of clean energy down the lines, years away, of course, but it's going to be there. I think I see it coming.
Well, I mean, it's going to be decades before they actually can, they, at least they say that, decades, so they can scale it to where it's useful and I hope they're able to. But no, you're not going to be glowing. There's nothing radioactive about it at all. And, it's different than a nuclear, reaction. It's a completely different, technology. Yeah. Basically the sun. Think of it that way. They're figuring out how the sun works. And, for years, we've known about this, but the amount of energy it took to actually produce the reaction was actually greater than the energy that was produced, the reaction would produce. This is the first time ever that they've produced the reaction with less energy than it put off. In perspective, you could power your entire house with a cup of hydrogen for over 100 years. That's the type of, capacity would be if they could actually, scale this thing up and get it to work. That's game changer. It's all over. It's limitless energy.
Wow. Double wow. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. I mean, we've got a long way to go. And again, to me, if they're able to scale it up or figure it out, I mean, it puts everything else. There's no need for solar panels. There's no need for windmills. There's no need for anything else.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I hope they're able to move it right along and do what they need to do. And of course, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, this Sam the, how about this one? Sam the Crypto Man got arrested in the Bahamas.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. Something's weird here. Why in the world would you arrest him a day before he's supposed to testify in front of Congress? Now he's not going to be able to do that.
They were afraid he was going to spill the beans on somebody. Want to bet?
Yeah, I something's up. If a prosecutor was actually on the up and up, and this guy could basically fry himself in front of everyone. Why would you let him do that, then arrest him 2 days later?
Right.
Something's off here, Captain. This doesn't register as any sort of intelligence to me. Really doesn't.
Well, Chris, I just made my educated guess, and I bet I'm closer to the truth than you think.
I think you're probably right.
Because somebody was afraid they were going to spill the beans on them, and they got to get him. They had to get him out of the way.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Now, the Supreme Court is going to take up the second Biden appeal on the student debt relief fight. This doesn't want to give up, does he?
Again, it's the Supreme Court's hands right now. When is that case coming up? I'm not sure. February, March, I think.
I think it's March on
March
calendar.
I'm waiting with bated breath on this one too, because this is just going to turn into a massive, massive, entitlement moving forward. The Biden administration wants to do this, write legislation and pass a law. Okay. That's how things are supposed to work here in this country. The idea that the president can just, win on and just, allow for all of this debt relief. Because the taxpayers, we gave this money, we lent this money out to these people.
Right.
Now saying we can't get it back. I mean, it's patently absurd. It really is.
Are you up to taking a call from a listener?
Sure.
Here we go. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wanted to say about the fusion thing.
Yep.
We need nuclear energy now. This fusion process has been going for the past 30 years. It's always 30 years away, and it's probably, even if they get it a little bit closer, but they need to start approving nuclear plants now, because it's not coal and wind and all this stuff. Just ain't going to make it. And that's particularly for Europe. They need to have, and there's new nuclear technology for some of these plants. There's modern, they're modernizing a lot of these nuclear plants. They're not anywhere near as dangerous as they used to be. All right, that's it, Captain.
We going to see you today?
Yes.
Okay.
About 97.9%.
All right, look forward to seeing you. Okay, well, Chris, I tend to agree with what he just said. What do you think?
Well, I'm all for it. I mean, I think that we need to be approving nuclear reactors now. They have to. The issue is we can't get out of our own way. We really can't. The approval process, the permitting, it takes much too long, and it's ridiculous. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. There was a great story in the Wall Street Journal about what Germany had to do because they need energy, and
right.
they put in an LNG basically. Well, an LNG port is just kind of like it's on the water,
correct?
Multiple to it, and then you know it goes from the ship that has the liquefied natural gas onto this other ship, which turns it back into gas, and then it goes.
Yep.
It usually takes 5 years to make something, to build this, permitting, and everything goes along with it. They got it done, almost completed now, within 6 months. I mean, that's what could be done here in this country if we can get out of our own way. And yes, you know, we should be doing the nuclear plants. And the new ones, these little modular reactors, they don't look, you know, they're not these massive things with these massive towers and, you know, for the steam and all that. They're small. And, you know, it's a great way to go. Again, it's carbon neutral, all that stuff that everybody, you know, wants to have at this point in time. And it makes sense.
Now, Americans, according to a recent poll, a Gallup poll, I might add, are expecting inflation to ease and incomes to rise as economic confidence rises, as gas prices continue to fall.
Listen, I hope. I think, you know, and I'm seeing it. It's, you know, inflation is coming down a myriad of things. You know, one of the big ones out there, used cars are really dropping in price, and I think that's going to even go parabolic to some degree because of Carvana goes out. They own that massive auction house.
Right.
You're also talking about, your gasoline, it'll slowly but surely filter through. Home prices will start to come down. That's a big aspect also. So, yeah, I think, you know, inflation is starting to come down. We still got a long way to go, though.
Do you do yoga by chance?
I've never done it.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because all of a sudden it's become very popular for the following reason. Adding yoga to your workout lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah, well, no, I knew that. I think it's the relaxation part of it. I've done some of the stretches and whatnot. I don't know how to do the entire routine, but, you know, I've been given certain exercises and whatnot. My neck gets stiff or your back and to loosen up, and they've been good. But the entire routine I've never done.
Well, I guess we'll have to continue it tomorrow because we're coming up on the break here. But we'll expect a full report when you do that.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, Chris. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Always a pleasure. Always look forward to talking to Chris. He's got a bunch of great information to offer everybody. And, of course, that's what it's all about. Information from a friend. No better way to do business, in my opinion. Be right back after this break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.